the lob. Another three on the way. He's got it! Kevin Love has nailed 8 triples in this opening quarter. He's Love for a corner three. He nailed it! Here's Kevin Love again on the right side of the lane. Works to the lane. Spins, fires, and scores. Love now is 11 of 14 from the field. He's got 34 points. The Cavs have equaled their franchise high for a quarter. It's 46-31.
Welcome to Cavs HQ. Thank you for joining us on the LKNL Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network. Now, here are your hosts, Mike Snyder and Scott Zarilla.
Glad to have you with us. Yes, some Kevin Love highlights there, and obviously that'll be the focus of our show this evening. The Cavaliers with some big news, actually going back to last Monday, as they announce a contract extension with Kevin Love. Glad to have you with us, Cavs HQ. Scott, great to see you. Great to
Mike,
be with you.
Good to see you, Mike. Summertime brings us together a little bit more than we normally would get to do so, and it's great to be here.
Here we are talking some basketball, and really I think the announcement by the Cavs of Kevin Love's extension certainly has people talking about them all week long, Scott.
You know, it is a good conversation, Mike. It's funny, I was in Summer League a couple of weeks back, and when I told people I was going, they're like, Summer League, yeah, it's basketball in the summer, come on. I'm all for baseball. Football just got started, but anytime we can talk basketball, good news with basketball, I'm all for it.
And I really think the Cavs, NBA, when you think of the summer, it's amazing the storylines, whether it was from LeBron to what's going on with the DeRozan and the Spurs, and now the Cavs here this week with Kevin Love. It certainly has become a very popular time to talk NBA.
Well, you know what, Mike? It's a lot. Like, I forget who I was talking with last week about how, you know, the NFL has done such a great job of, they're pretty much in your face 12 months out of the year. Basketball is coming around to that. It's come around to where, with the exception of the junior NBA, which is yet to really take major hold, that's what they do in August. Basketball now is pretty much 11 out of the 12 months out of the year.
It really is. And Scott,
with
we're
players,
get...
you know, I'm sorry, real quick, but you know, players used to report just for training camp in October. Players now are reporting late August into September to get rolling before training camp even starts. So again, that's to the point of it's almost year round now talking about NBA.
Yeah, you don't show up at camp. You've got to be ready to go from the beginning, and really we get to that point here as we inch closer to the end of July and end of September, you're talking about the start of camps. But certainly the Cavs getting people talking this week. Kevin Love agreeing to a 4-year extension. Now, coming up on tonight's edition of Cavs HQ, we will hear Kevin Love and GM Kobe Altman as they met with the media. And Scott and I will talk about some of the things they said. And Scott, of course, spending time with the Summer League team, particularly the number one pick for the Cavs, Colin Sexton. And much has been said about Kevin Love having a player like him and how it will help Colin. We'll talk with Scott about that as we'll kick back a little bit. Summertime, different sports to talk about. My gosh, everything overlaps. We got the Browns practicing, Jim Thome in the Hall of Fame, and, of course, the big announcement by the Cavs with Kevin Love. That's all coming up. It's Cavs HQ. We'll take a break on the LKNL Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network.
Your lawn is where life happens, and Cub Cadet wants to help you make the most of it by offering exceptional financing on our lineup of residential zero-turn mowers. From the steering wheel control of the RZT SX zero-turn with zero learning curve to the unbeatable strength of the Lap Bar Control Z-Force LX mower, these mowers are sure to help you bring your lawn to life. Visit CubCadetDealers.com/Cavs to find your local independent dealer and take advantage of this exceptional offer. Cub Cadet, proud partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Offer subject to credit approval. Some restrictions apply. See store associate for details.
It's time for some basketball. At the game, on TV, even online. Spectrum TV has over 200 channels available, including all your basketball favorites, so you can see every shot, assist, and block in high definition. And with Spectrum TV, you also get access to the Spectrum TV app, so you can watch a game in any room on multiple devices. Spectrum TV, it's the ultimate slam dunk. Call 844-352-2999 and get Spectrum now. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Are you having trouble getting through your day? You push yourself and are focused on achieving your personal goals, but sometimes you need that extra pick-me-up to make it past the finish line. Heart is the fuel for your lifestyle, bringing you clean caffeine, B vitamins, and none of the junk in those energy drinks. Heart is different. Heart has no taurine, no artificial flavors, colors, or high fructose corn syrup. Heart Lifestyle Beverages always satisfies. Work, play, live, drink hard. Get hard lifestyle beverages at your local Discount Drug Mart.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. To help you smell a gas leak, a familiar odor like rotten eggs is added to natural gas. Or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. Call the Ohio Utilities Protection Service by dialing 811 at least 2 working days before digging on your property. And if you suspect a gas leak, call Dominion Energy Ohio. Visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
My mom has a permanently stuck in the 80s thing. We're talking teased up feathered hair, acid wash denim jacket, and shoulder pads. So many shoulder pads. But I just got a new phone from AT&T. And check this out. I got a second phone to gift my mom. So now, she can finally ditch her old one for a phone that can actually stream all the 80s shows she loves.
Come into an AT&T store and find out how to get a smartphone on us. AT&T. More for your thing. That's our thing. See store for details.
Love steps to his left, launches a three, he scores. He got Horford moving in the wrong direction. Kevin Love now has knocked down 7 triples off the Smith right side. Catch and shoot three. No, Love tips at it. Love tipped it in. Oh, my. Big time play by Kevin Love, who now has 28. Cavaliers 101, Celtics 99.
Kevin Love locked into a new contract with the Cavaliers that he very much wanted to sign and be a part of. Mike Slater along with Scott Cirilla. Glad to have you with us, Cavs HQ. And last Monday, the news came down that Kevin Love had agreed to a contract extension with the team. He and Cavs general manager Kobe Altman then had a news conference with the media to talk about Kevin's signing.
Thank you guys for coming out today. And a special thanks to a couple of you for keeping this quiet, because we wanted to for this to be a very special announcement, especially for our team members, our construction workers, and really the city. This is a big moment in our franchise's history. Kevin committing to our franchise long term and being a part of this new chapter, this evolution of a team, I'm really excited about. So wanted to open up to Kevin, but really appreciate everyone's efforts here to make this moment special for him. And we got to celebrate it the right way. So congratulations, Kevin. And I know you have a couple words.
Yeah, I mean, just like I said this morning, this is pretty momentous, not only in my life, but for the Cavaliers organization. I thank Dan this morning, Dan Gilbert, obviously Kobe for, trusting me, trusting in the team, trusting in, our vision moving forward. And this was, when I got traded here a few years back, we had an idea of what was Cleveland Cavaliers basketball. We got a little bit spoiled with 4 years in a row of the finals, but now we get to build this thing again. So we're definitely excited about who we have moving forward. We know that we're going to add some new pieces, but we feel like things are going to head in the right direction, and we're going to be a team that's going to play extremely hard, overachieve, hopefully, and we'll just go out there, throw the ball out, and see what happens. But it's a very exciting day. I actually didn't know what I was walking into this morning, which was super special, seeing the construction put on the hard hat. It kind of felt, it felt good to be there with, some real blue-collar workers out there. So that was special to be a part of that.
All right, guys.
Questions? You changed from this morning.
I changed, yeah. Well, I just worked out, so thanks for noticing. Joe, always. Yeah.
This is your team now. Does it feel like that yet?
Well, I'll tell you what, it hasn't even really set in. I was just telling Kobe in his office, speaking of what I was wearing, I just finished shooting my Banana Republic shoot and kept getting calls back and forth with my agent. I said, just really want to get this done, really want to get this done. I'm ready. And I wanted to be a part of the future. So it does in a lot of ways feel like my team, but also we're the sum of all of our parts. I mean, we have Channing back. We have guys that have championship experience. We have new, younger players, like Colin. We're talking about Jetty today. We're talking about Z, guys that are really going to help us moving forward and then are going to kind of establish themselves in this league and who I watched in summer league. And, guys that are veterans. Moving forward, they're going to help his team. So I think it's just fun to see where things are headed, and especially walking into that arena, seeing into the queue and seeing what what's going to come of you know, where we're going to play is going to be super special as well. So not only excited for us, but for the fans and city of Cleveland, state of Ohio, everybody that's a you know, a fan and, you know, is working for our organization.
Kevin, did you push yourself to get this thing done to get an extension here? Was that in your mind?
Well, I mean,
for a while.
I think that that was always the idea. I think you know, I was 10 years in, wanted to be, you know, a part of something special. I knew there was a potential for Bron to be leaving. I think we all felt that, but, you know, this is a team that had a lot of trust in me and has had a lot of trust in me and believed in me since day one. I know even before Kobe was GM, he felt that as well. We had a really good back and forth, a trust level, and, you know, I looked him in the eye after the season, and he can attest to this too. I told him that I want to be here, and I want to be a part of this moving forward, and he said we wanted to get something done. So, yeah, I think we both, you know, just agreed that this was the right thing, and moving forward, we want to make this thing work and make it special.
Hey, Kevin, I know the alternative of playing with LeBron would be one you would probably prefer, but is there a refreshing component in and starting over with what you guys got? And then secondly to that, everybody's trying to project what this team is going to look like without LeBron. What do you think?
It's always hard to, you know, you lose the best player in the world. You have to form a new identity. But I think in some cases what we lose in identity, we will make up. But we also have in culture. We've always had a culture here that has been very hardworking, been at the front. I mean, at least seeing what's going on over at the arena at the Q, we're going to be at the forefront of a lot of new ideas, new things, as far as, you know, like our locker room goes, and, you know, even just involving our fans and our fan experience. That's going to allow us for something to really play for. Not that we didn't have that in the past, but I think that just continues to bring that level up. But I think we're going to see a lot of guys, not that we hadn't in the past, but really having fun and being themselves and playing really hard-nosed basketball and you know, being able to run, play that game, play in the half court a little bit more, and you know, just guys, you know, getting the best out of each other and the best out of themselves, and as I mentioned earlier, hopefully overachieving.
Was this morning metaphorical in a way, where that's not a complete teardown of the arena, but it's more of a refreshing?
Yeah, you almost had the, you know, I was looking at that photo of me taking the selfie. It wasn't even my idea, but I thought it was great. It had all the people behind me, and then, you know, it's almost like, you know, it's not a rebuild, because we have talent, we have championship caliber guys, and we have young and fresh guys that are going to be willing to learn and come along in this league, as I mentioned. But I think guys just putting on their hard hats and coming to work every day. That has to be the identity to our team, and I think that we have, you know, guys that are cut from that cloth and are going to go out there and be willing to prove themselves. I know a lot of teams preach that, but you know, we have a lot of guys that are certainly quality, and so while some aren't veterans, guys that we're going to help bring along and make a big impact in this league.
Well, Kevin Love's certainly optimistic about what this team can do next season, and Scott, it's kind of intriguing what they might be able to do. They've got veterans, but also certainly they want to get a youth movement here. Your thoughts about when he says he doesn't look at this as a total rebuild?
You know, Mike, I like it because, you know, when you think about it, we had Larry Nance, Jordan Clarkson, George Hill, and Rodney Hood all come in kind of mid-season, and we know how difficult that can be. I don't know that we ever really got a true gauge of what all of them or each one individually are capable of doing. When you bring Kevin back, you've got Tristan, you've got JR, a couple other guys, Kyle Korver still with us. In that instance, you have a nice blend, a nice little mix. And, you know, Kevin has an opportunity, I think, now. He's very engaging. He's a very personable young man. But I think in the past, with LeBron and Kyrie, stronger personalities, I don't think Kevin had an opportunity to really be as much of a leader as he could be. So I think this is a golden opportunity for him when you think about not only his ability on the floor, but now that he knows how to win. He didn't know how to win in Minnesota. With the Cavs going to the finals, winning a championship, I think that's changed him a little bit as a personality. So now you bring in a Colin Sexton, and there's high hopes for him. We can talk about him more as we move along in the show. But I just think it's a good little mix. We heard Kobe say it on draft night. we heard Coach Lou say it, that, you know, you like to coach and you like to have success and all the pieces in place, but at the same time, coaches like to develop too. And here's a great opportunity to where it's easy to have a finished product and let's see what we can, how far we can go with it. I think players and coaches in front office, they like to be able to, let's see what, how we can kind of take all the pieces, parts, and put it together, and let's see what we can do with it. And I think it's very exciting for them. I'm excited, and hopefully the fans will be excited. They've been a little spoiled, as you can imagine.
Yeah, four finals and a championship.
Absolutely. That spoils you.
But pretty much assuming you're going to the finals every year, too.
Pretty much. But again, I think that, and again, there's never anything wrong with that in and of itself. Of course not. It's great to know that, you know, we're knocking on the door every year. But there's something to be said about, all right, let's see a little different mix here and how we can put this together, and let's try to grow it together.
And Kevin Love, as you mentioned, having gone through it all with the Cavs the last 4 years, and now with a commitment with a new contract from the Cavs for him and he wanting to be here, we'll hear more of what he said about that coming up on the from the press conference from last week. It's Cavs HQ. We'll take a quick break on the Elk and Out Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network.
It goes to Hill. He's posting up Curry. He has two to shoot. He hits Love. He's got to fire quickly. He does. It's a three, and it's good. Love from the right wing side. Wing side rebound is tipped and grabbed by Love inside. He pokes it in. There's that aggressive Kevin Love as he's given the Cavaliers a 47-35 lead. Kicks back to a wide open Love for three. He knocks it down. Kevin Love has 15 first half points. It's Cavaliers 50, Warriors 37.
Right back on Cavs HQ, Mike Snyder, Scott Cirillo with you as we look back at the week that was for the Cavaliers and actually look ahead for the franchise after the Cavs got a new deal with Kevin Love, who really wanted to be here. Let's pick up the press conference with GM Kobe Altman and Kevin.
You know, I look back, I mean, everything happens for a reason. And, you know, I got my best friend from back home here. We always say it always works out. And this is where I wanted to be. You know, I had said that all along. I know that there were some tough times where, you know, potentially I would have been traded or my name came up in rumors every few months. And so hopefully that ends now. So, inking this and being, it just feels like a part of something that I'm very proud to be a part of. I think the quality of guys that we have, not just as basketball player, but as human beings, is going to be, you know, easy for us. And Tom mentioned establishing an identity, or what this is going to look like. It's I think it's going to shape up really nicely because of the character of guys that we have. But I think that has evolved over time with myself as well, finding out who I am, what I'm capable of. But now it's going to be on my back in a lot of ways, and I'm ready for it.
Kevin, when you first got here, did you ever expect to embrace the city the way that you have, and vice versa? Did you ever expect to be embraced by the city the way that you were today and the way you have been over the years?
I think today was a big step, even more so than I was or we were, just seeing kind of where things are headed, where this team is headed, where this organization is headed. I think it's a new chapter, and as far as myself, it's been easy to embrace because not only have they embraced me, but the organization as well. And there's been tough times, but they've also let me be myself. And whether it's been all-star performances, whether it's been make it to the finals, winning the finals in 2016, low moments, me coming out about mental health and having my back with that. It's been a special ride, and I'm looking forward to continuing it.
Did any of those workers say anything that you'll always remember?
Of course, yeah. I mean, when I hopped down and started signing those hard hats and taking selfies with them, it just felt. I mean, I felt like a part of them, and I know it's a funny or cliche thing to say, but just being down there with them was really special. It was a special moment, and not only did we keep the contract quiet, I didn't know what I was walking into this morning, honestly.
That was a surprise for you.
It was a
celebration,
a full surprise, yeah. I mean, I thought I was going to be meeting with Kobe, in his office and, signing the papers, taking a photo, and that was it. So that was really, really special this morning.
Kevin, how much have you liked just living in Cleveland on a day-to-day basis? Obviously, you've been enjoying it to this point.
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, I love where I live. I'm a homebody, so it's easy for me. I know you guys probably, you know, saw the wine I was posting last night, and I know Kobe did. He's like, all right, you were 10 minutes late this morning. Why was that? Yeah. So, that's always been nice. And like I said, I'm a homebody. Take care of myself so I can, you know, go out there and play. So I have, you know, pretty much a high-performance center at my house so that I can go out there and perform. So, I can play anywhere, live anywhere, but I'm glad it's here.
Have you talked to Ty?
I'm going to see him tomorrow night in Vegas.
Did he reach out subsequent to the contract?
He did.
Because you guys have a similar trajectory, right? I mean, especially last year with the mental health stuff and physical health stuff. I mean, the two of you are essentially going to be, you know, moving
forward. Yeah, it's going to be, hopefully I can, you know, find a way to be, almost like a step removed or an extension of the coaching staff and just be a lot more vocal, because that's what's going to be expected of me. So it's going to be there's going to be a lot of long dinners, long nights, long talks with Ty about what he's going to want moving forward. But I'm excited to get with him, connect with him tomorrow, and go from there.
Well, Coach Lou and Kevin Love going to have some dinners together as they try to mold this thing, Scott. And I think one of the things that Kevin Love has now kind of taken some ownership himself of this being his team, hasn't he?
I like that. You know, Mike, you don't hear a lot of that in sports today. I mean, we don't need to name all the other players right now that are coming and going. But, you know, if you think about it, the big three that were so highly publicized, Kevin's the last man standing. And
I could have made some bets with you a few years ago that would not have been the case, right?
That's correct. But the great thing about it is it's that he chose to be here. He didn't have to. He still had, at least a year on his contract. Could have worried about it later. He wanted to take care of it now. He sees the positivity moving forward. I think he is going to embrace the opportunity to, as we said, be a leader. It's going to maybe free his game up a little bit more. Remember, he was very freewheeling in his availabilities with Minnesota, and I think that's going to come back to him here with the Cavs, and I think that he's looking forward to all of that in addition to playing alongside the young guys we spoke about earlier and Colin Sexton.
Yeah, I think we saw that he wants to be here, and I think the Cavs were very quick to reach out to him, as Kobe Altman called him very soon after they knew what LeBron was going to do, and here they are a few weeks later, and a new long deal for Kevin Love with the Cavaliers.
And real quick, Mike, it's Kobe reaching out to Kevin and Kevin being receptive. There's no dancing around. There's no waiting all summer long. I think that's a good sign on both parts.
So the Cavaliers moving forward. We're going to move forward. It's Cavs HQ. And coming up, we will hear more from Kobe Altman and Kevin Love and their press conference as the Cavaliers move into the summer and they have a bit of a plan right now. And we'll talk a little bit more about the youngster, Colin Sexton, who Scott saw firsthand in Las Vegas and what he was able to do. Cavs HQ on the Elk and Elk Cavaliers Radio Network.
Driving to Cincinnati and back is not a practical use of time. Ultimate Air Shuttle is the answer. Fly out of downtown Cleveland's Burke Lakefront Airport, park for free, relax in a private lounge, and then walk onto a luxury 30-seat plane. Arriving in Cincinnati in only 45 minutes. One price includes flight, tax, baggage, snack, and beverage service. The way flying should be. Visit ultimateairshuttle.com for complete details and schedules. VIP travel for the cost of commercial.
Hey, Dexter, did you ever find that thingy you were looking for on Smart Mart?
Did I? I found that and a landscape lighting package with some sweet post lamps and all sorts of electrical services, appliance protection, and repair plans. You can also get your trees trimmed. There's a connected home plan with smart thermostats, electric vehicle chargers, and filters. Oh, do they have filters? There's air filters, water filters.
What Dexter's trying to say is that Smart Mart by First Energy has the products and services you need to simplify your life.
Pool filters, spa filters, so many
filters. Shop now at smart-mart.com.
Countertop Solutions, a family-owned and operated company, is your one-stop local shop when it comes to countertop replacement. As a direct-buy showroom, they carry a large selection of laminate, solid surface, granite, and engineered stone countertops. Schedule your countertop replacement, and your kitchen can have that championship look again in just one day. Stop into one of their six showrooms in the Cleveland and Akron areas. Call 866-376-TOPS or visit countertopsolutions.org.
thought all the great hot summer deals were over? Think again. This weekend at Levin, save up to 65% off dozens of closeouts and special buys. Plus, get interest-free financing for 48 months with no minimum purchase. But wait, here's where it gets really good. Take delivery of your new furniture or mattresses within the next 2 weeks, and we'll give you an extra 15% off your entire order. Like our Serena two-piece sectional, now only $764. Get all the hot deals through Monday at Levin's.
K&D proudly invites you to live at one of the seven most desirable addresses downtown. Residences at Hannah, 668, 1717, Leader, Reserve Square, and Stonebridge. Want to live downtown but aren't ready to downsize? Large spacious suites at Residences at Halley will be available for occupancy in the summer of 2018, offering well-designed kitchens, bathrooms, living spaces, and more. You deserve a K&D quality home. Check out everything K&D has to offer downtown and throughout Northeast Ohio at knd.com.
Families on the Near East Side of Cleveland, go to Sterling Recreation Center on East 32nd Street for various programs, sports, and more. Now, for the first time in many years, they'll have a fresh space to enjoy. The Cavs in the City officially unveiled the refurbished court during a press conference last week, hosted by Cavs in Arena host Ahmad, Cavs CEO Len Komorowski, and Mayor Frank Jackson as they addressed the crowd, and they were joined by several Cavs legends and team president Nick Barlage. Sterling is the third of 24 recreation centers and high school basketball courts that the Cavs have committed to refurbish in partnership with the City of Cleveland. Cavaliers in the Community is brought to you by Discount Drug Mart. We'll be right back with more of Cavs HQ right after this.
Love now on the left side of the lane. Guarded by a shorter Barnes. Spins, fires, and gets the roll. Love fires a three. He nails it. Harrison Barnes that time was trying to close, but he couldn't get there. JR right of the lane. Good up fake on Dennis Smith. Banks misses. Love follows with a dunk. Man, Love's been terrific tonight. 27 points.
Kevin Love in the air. He's everywhere. He's a Cavalier. Mike Snyder along with Scott Cirilla. And most of our focus tonight on Cavs HQ has been on the contract extension signed by Kevin Love last week. And, of course, the press conference with Kevin and Cavaliers general manager Kobe Altman, who really shared with everyone the fact that he was so excited to bring Kevin back and that Kevin wanted to be a Cavalier.
We had exit interviews, and I spoke to Kevin. We spoke for about an hour and really spoke about what it means to be a Cavalier and wanting to be here. And Kevin didn't shy away from saying, I want to be a part of the Cavaliers moving forward. And then a phone call that no one knew about was right after LeBron decided to leave. I called Kevin first. And I said, Kev, I'm not trading you. I want you to be here, and I want you to be a part of this thing. And he was all in then, too. So he's never wavered in his commitment, not once in the 4 years since we've traded for him, and not once this summer. And so to me, that's really, really meaningful. He wants to be a part of this franchise and be the leader, and I think he's earned that. Kevin's a truly unique player. He's an elite rebounder that can hit threes at a 40% clip. Was it 41 or 42? Something like that?
That was over.
That's truly incredible. And we can play through him through the post. We can play through him at the elbows. I mean, he's a truly unique player in this NBA. And I don't know how you get better by moving that. And so when he was willing to commit to us, it was a very, very easy decision to make. And it was collaborative. The second we started to go down that path. And I'm really excited for him and this franchise moving forward. So it wasn't a whole lot of discussion that way. We sort of knew we were going to keep moving forward.
Kevin, you're with this contract, you gave up a little bit of money from what the absolute max was. And I think that could help with some flexibility for the franchise as you try to add pieces. Why did you do that?
Like you said, for flexibility purposes, I think signing that level of extension was. More than I could ever dreamed of, and for us to be better as a team and potentially add pieces that are going to help us, whether it be a veteran, whether it be a guy off of his initial contract, it's going to be interesting to see where that goes. But that's why we got this guy.
It's rare that an all-star of his caliber takes a little less to stay, and he took significantly less to be here. So it just speaks to him as a human being and him wanting to be a winner, because it's about now building around him and adding pieces into the future. And so he gave us some real flexibility. So we hope to reward him with that, with the team as we move forward.
Kevin, how important is the security? Because it's like 5 years guaranteed now, right, at this stage of your career. How important is that?
Well, at the end of the day, I think the security allows for myself to, at least for me, to just go out there and play basketball. I know that I will do a lot of good, with the money, and the security is great to have. It's an unbelievable thing to play the game you love and, have worked so hard for and get paid to do it. But, just to be able to go out there and play basketball and play free is going to be huge. I mean, not that it wasn't like that in the past, but knowing that I'm locked in, as you mentioned, for a 4-year extension, 5 years, it's special. It's really special.
Kevin, you've been the face of a franchise before. What have you learned in these last 4 years since you were last in Minnesota?
I mean, I learned a lot in my first stint, my 6 years in Minnesota. Also learned a lot these past 4 years. Kobe, he said he wanted the rights to my book when it comes out, and yeah, I said he can't afford it. Definitely I've learned a lot, as far as leadership goes. Definitely, in a lot of cases, sometimes you must follow in order to learn how to lead. And I learned a lot from LeBron. I learned a lot from, a lot of people away from the court, including Kobe. And, just relationships in this league. I think that 2016 run really taught me a lot on what it took to win. For me, we talk about money, but sacrificing my body, sacrificing myself as a teammate, trying to be selfless, and just playing for something bigger than ourselves or myself was something that I definitely learned here, among other things. But those are things that really stick out to me, and I think I believe our culture is a direct result because of guys not only like myself, but who we've had here before that were a direct reflection of that.
Final question. Where were you when you found out LeBron wasn't coming back, and what did you think about processing all that?
I was in the Hamptons, I was sitting down with a couple of really close friends. I just told this story recently, and I was sitting there in a crowd of people, and I go, huh? Okay, well, let me go call Kobe. Or Kobe actually ended up calling me, and made a couple calls and thought, okay, we need to figure some things out. But here we go. Let's build this thing.
Well, there you have it. The press conference, Kobe Altman, Cavs general manager, and Kevin Love, now a Cavalier for the foreseeable future. I think one of the things, Scott Cirilla, as we heard that press conference, that actually came a little later in the day. The actual signing and the word coming out that Kevin Love was signing an extension was very cool the way the Cavaliers did it. You were there. Tell us what happened.
You know, it was interesting, Mike, because we got an email, an all-company email, the day before, that there's going to be an event that everyone needed to participate in over at the queue, walk over about 11 o'clock. It's going to take place at 11:30 on the floor, this and that. And it's 2018. Everybody speculates and everybody wants to know ahead of time. And the little things that we did talk about, we were just all wrong. And we were all on the floor. And, of course, all of the contractors that are doing all of the facelift over at Quicken Loans Arena right now. So there's just a ton of people on the event floor, and then out of nowhere, kind of Kobe Altman came out, and we were all, oh boy, what's all this about? So again, there's whispers, and oh, maybe it's this or that. And then he explained what it was, and Kevin came out, and he was dressed in to the nines in his Banana Republic, I believe he endorses. But it was great because, as I said earlier in the show, he's very likable. He's very personable and engaging. And although he's much more guarded with the media, when you talk to him in a non-media situation, he's just a really nice guy. And he took a bunch of selfies, and he had signed a lot of autographs. And it was just a nice, different way to do it. And we were all completely caught off guard. And it was a different way. You know, you and I have been doing this. You've been doing it a lot longer than I have. And it's always sometimes, I'll use the word, sometimes it's very stale. And you come in and congratulations, you stand up with the jersey, you shake hands. This was really kind of neat. It was really kind of neat. Kevin got really involved in it. He was having a lot of fun. He didn't wear the hard hat. We were all saying, put the hard hat on. But his hair was perfect and everything. And it was just a lot of fun. It was really neat. It was a really neat way for it to happen. And it was neat to be a part of.
And I think that beyond the Cavaliers organization, as you mentioned that, the Cavs offices are not in the building right now as they go through the Q transformation. But it had to be very exciting for all the folks wearing the hard hats working in the building, and all of a sudden they're in the middle of, here comes Kevin Love, and it's actually the real signing. You know, normally it's members of the media and so forth.
Yes.
So that had to be exciting for them. I'm sure there was a lot of like, wow, cool moment. People saying, hey, what's really going on here?
It's funny you say that because, you know, you and I ourselves, we get a little, not jaded, but we're used to being around the athletes. You know, it doesn't register with us the way it does to the average fan who doesn't have access to them. So all the construction workers, they were all trying to get on the selfie and all coming over for autographs and meeting him. And Kevin was just so good with all of them. But again, I don't know that. Well, I know they didn't. They didn't know either. They were done doing what they do with
they're working on the wiring and everything.
Come on over here. And you're right. Kobe and Kevin, they had a big piece of plywood, I guess. And they actually took the contract and put it out, and they both the legitimate signatures right there, which was really cool. But again, all the construction workers, they didn't know what was going on, and for them to be able to squeeze in and meet him and shake his hand and be part of the selfie was really, really neat. And I saw it all over social media, and although I was completely covered by all the massive humanity in front of me, it was really neat to see that, because like I said, it's something you don't see every day. And to bring the average fan who sees Kevin Love from afar and can actually stand there next to him and be a part of that on social media, I thought was just outstanding.
Well done. I'm sure that Cavs.com, you can see more of that if you didn't see
it's
it.
It's everywhere.
And I've seen the video, and it is very special. And I also think that maybe in the – and I don't know that Kobe talked about it. I don't really know specifically that he did. But maybe just a little symbolism there, Scott, in terms of Cavaliers basketball for next season, the hard hat. Put on that hard hat.
Yeah.
I know Kevin referred to that. We heard him in this press conference talk about put on our hard hats every day. And I think there's a little symbolism there with the way they did that contract
signing. And you can take it one step further. The transformation of the building itself, a little bit of a transformation of the team. So I like your thinking.
Well thought out. I don't know if it was my thinking.
It wasn't mine. I'm not nearly smart enough.
Dan and Kobe, I just got a feeling that they saw a chance to get the message out, and it was very cool what they did.
It was, and again, it's the symbolism and the fact that it's kind of a new chapter, and let's go ahead and tie it all together, and let's be positive and move forward.
And moving forward is what we're going to do right now. We'll talk with more with Scott about Colin Sexton and Kevin and how that combo goes. And who knows, we may bounce the basketball around a few other areas as well. Still to come, it's Cavs HQ, and we'll take a timeout on the El Canal Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network.
Driving in Cincinnati and back is not a practical use of time. Ultimate Air Shuttle is the answer. Fly out of downtown Cleveland's Burkelakefront Airport. Park for free, relax in a private lounge, and then walk onto a luxury 30-seat plane. Arriving in Cincinnati in only 45 minutes. One price includes flight, tax, baggage, snack, and beverage service. The way flying should be. Visit ultimateairshuttle.com for complete details and schedules. VIP travel for the cost of commercial.
It's time for some basketball. At the game, on TV, even online. Spectrum TV has over 200 channels available, including all your basketball favorites, so you can see every shot, assist, and block in high definition. And with Spectrum TV, you also get access to the Spectrum TV app, so you can watch a game in any room on multiple devices. Spectrum TV, it's the ultimate slam dunk. Call 844-352-2999 and get Spectrum now. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hi, I'm Katie, a Discount Drug Mart pharmacist. Look, I'm not going to pretend Medicare prescription drug benefits aren't complicated. They are. The good news is, our pharmacists can help you understand your Medicare benefits. We'll make sure you're getting all the savings you deserve. Plus, Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescriptions for diabetes, cholesterol,
blood pressure, antibiotics, and more, maybe even less expensive than your Medicare copay. The simple truth is, your prescription dollar just goes farther at Drug Mart. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
If you're a Clevelander like me, Jimmy Hanlon, then you know how many great eateries there are. But I bet you don't know who has the best fried chicken sandwich in the land, the Rustic Grill. The crispy, juicy chicken coated in buttermilk delivers just a hint of spice, cooled and contrasted perfectly by the house-made coleslaw and pickles topping it off. Finish it with bacon and cheddar, all housed between a buttery toasted bun, and you will have every foodie's ultimate sandwich. Swing by the Rustic Grill at Stonewater on Wood Club Drive in Highland Heights. Who knows? I might just see you there.
Thought all the great hot summer deals were over? Think again. This weekend at Levin, save up to 65% off dozens of closeouts and special buys. Plus, get interest-free financing for 48 months with no minimum purchase. But wait, here's where it gets really good. Take delivery of your new furniture and mattresses within the next 2 weeks, and we'll give you an extra 15% off your entire order. Like our Serena 2-piece sectional, now only $764. Get all the hot deals through Monday at Levin's.
Love fakes a three, puts it on the floor, looks to go baseline on Richardson, gets fouled, puts it up, puts it in. Back to Love, wide open, looking at three. He nails it. Here's Love at the right point, another three on the way. That was short. He knew he missed it. Can he get his own rebound? Yes, he does. He took it away from Dragic. Jump hook, right hand, he scores. 30 now for Love in this first half.
Cavs HQ. Mike Slater, Scott Cirilla, glad to have you with us. A newsy week for the Cavaliers here in the latter part of July as they get a deal done with Kevin Love, and that's where we have spent our focus on throughout the show this evening, hearing excerpts from that press conference with Kevin Love and Kobe Altman. Scott Cirilla, you were in Las Vegas, watched the Cavs in the Summer League, particularly Colin Sexton. I heard a lot of people make the comment about, well, with Kevin Love here, this is going to help the young man in terms of developing his game. Your thoughts about how this is going to look on the floor?
Well, first, Mike, you know, one of the things I really like about Kevin Love is the fact that you can go to him offensively in at least three different places, you know, on the block, in the paint. You can run the offense through him at the elbows, and he's a three-point shooter. So he's very versatile, and I think that what's exciting to me is that before, with some of the other guys that we've been on the team, you know, he was kind of locked into trying to, I shouldn't say locked in, but really trying to find where he was most effective. Sometimes it was the block.
He sacrificed.
He did. He absolutely did. And I think now he should be, and I believe will be, the focus of the offense. Now, how does that work with Colin Sexton? Watching Colin, you know, the league has become so much of either score in the paint or shoot the three. Colin's got a great little mid-range jump shot. We talked about it before the show started. You watched a little bit of him. His ability to hit the 15, 17, 18-foot jump shot. But it's because of his ability to attack the basket. I was telling somebody the other day, the great thing is he's always got the defenders on their heels. That allows him to get open and hit that open jump shot, that 17-foot jump shot. Well, I think if you could, because again, I know you'll still spread Kevin Love to the line and everything, but for Colin to be able to come down and apply pressure on the defense, what's the term we always hear, shrinking the defense? You've got to come in to help on Colin getting into the lane. Well, Kevin's going to get a lot of looks. I think he's going to get a lot of opportunities, be it at the elbows, on the threes. And I just think that that's a very promising pair to put together once Colin learns the NBA game a little bit more. And one thing real quick that I do like also is the fact that he's got a guy like George Hill that can help bring him along playing the point guard position.
I've always felt that way too, Scott. No matter what the sport, that you get young players, and I think the Cavs have a young player like Sexton, key role as that point guard, but you can only do so much. Ty Lue, a former point guard, he's going to help him as a coach.
Sure.
But it's those guys, those veterans on the floor and even in the locker room and then through the tough days, they can help pull the young guys through because there's an adjustment period. I don't really care who you are of figuring things out when you go to that next level in pro sports.
It's, you know, until you're actually out there, and I've had this conversation with players for years, and they've always agreed that after your first practice, you're better. After your first training camp, you're better. Your first game, you're better. Your first season, and that goes to Jetty Osman and Ante Zizic. You know, we don't have time really to talk much about them. We talked about it in the past, but, you know, I just saw them so much better than what they were this past year because They've experienced it all. It's going to take time for Colin to experience it, but he's already got so much confidence. His game, I think, is kind of NBA ready-made. You know, his three-point shot does need to improve, but he'll be the first to tell you pretty much all aspects of his games need to improve. But there's enough veterans on this team to kind of lead him the mental aspect of the game, because I think the physical part is pretty much there. And a guy like Kevin Love, again, I think this is going to be a really good opportunity for him to be able to his personality and his leadership that maybe we haven't seen in the past 4 years, I think it's going to come to the forefront.
Yeah, I think Kevin is a different guy from when he was in Minnesota. We could talk about numbers and so forth, but now he also knows it's much more than numbers to win a championship. He knows, I mean, look at it. He's remembered in the championship win for what he did on defense.
That's crazy. It is.
That's what he's remembered for. That has to resonate with him as he tries to work with young players and go forward. It's Cavaliers HQ. Mike Snyder, Scott Cirilla, glad to have you with us. We'll take a quick break on the Elk and Elk Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network.
Dumping back to Love for a three. Kevin Love hands it, finds Love. He's open. He fires. Hey, knocks it down. Kevin Love is 5 of 6 from distance in this first half. Tristan feeds it open. Love. He fires another three. He cans another three. Kevin Love is 7 of 8 from distance. 32 points.
Well, Kevin Love certainly the story of our Cavs HQ tonight as he signs the contract extension with the Cavs. Again, we hear the press conference. If you just tuned in, we've been playing excerpts from that from Kevin and Kobe Altman from earlier this week. As the summer moves along, and who knows, there may be some more moves yet to come between now and camp, but certainly a huge move this week, Scott, by the Cavs.
Great to see it, Mike. You know, we've heard highlights from Kevin the whole show. 8 three-pointers in this game, 7 of 8 three-pointers in that game. When Kevin, I mean, you don't traditionally think of Kevin as, you know, one of the great shooters in the league, but he's one of those guys where when he's got the stroke going, he's about as good as it gets, and we've seen a lot of that in the past couple of years, and looking forward to a few more years of it now coming up.
Yeah, they'll be looking for him as probably the main option, although they've got other scorers, but certainly, yeah, you get him the ball and get him to places where he's comfortable on the floor, and he has always been a heck of a rebounder.
I think he's been underrated. I really do. I think he's taken a bad rap over the years. I'm looking forward to him having this opportunity to kind of brush those people off and say, you know what, that none of that's really been as legitimate as I think they wanted it to be. But, you know, Mike, in addition, that's been really something to talk about all week long. It's a busy time of the year. You know, Jim Thome got inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame earlier. Was it today or yesterday?
Very deserved.
Yeah, yeah. And then with Brown's training camp and the top two picks have been signed. I know you had a chance to go out to training camp. What did you see for the football team that everybody hangs every, you know, hat on?
Well, I was there, and again, they were without full pads, so you keep everything in perspective. I will say this, and I agree with Hugh Jackson, said it after that first practice when he was asked, did you talk to the guys about 0-16? And he says, no, this isn't that team.
Yeah.
This is not that team. And there's been a huge transformation, and it looked like they were running things efficiently. You watch when they're not in full pads, you watch a lot of the passing. I think Tyrod Taylor looks like he's got a command of things. You look for some things. And as Jackson made a point with Baker Mayfield, that there was a sequence there that he liked, what he's looking for as a coach, where there was some pressure and he didn't immediately just try to get out of the pocket. He kind of hung in there with the play. So there's some things and reason to be optimism. We know it can't get any worse. So you know, as they build forward, hopefully there are some fun days coming.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing, Mike. You know, optimism. Coming off that 0-16, you've got to be able to have something to look forward to. And I think there's much more talent on this team that has been on the team in the past.
I think it's going to give us some positive things to talk about. It's been a fun hour, Scott.
Not bad. We somehow managed to get through it once again, Mike. We fooled them again.
Yeah. Well, we'll thank Kevin Love and Kobe for all of that. Yeah. Hope you enjoyed the show. It's been fun. For Scott Cirilla, this is Mike Snyder saying have a good night on Cavs HQ on the Elk and Elk Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network.